Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. When inflation hits, many consumers who feel the pinch will do the obvious and cut back on their spending. Theoretically, for every penny of higher inflation, a certain number of consumers will go under and not be able to make ends meet. It sounds implausible that one penny more would cause people to go bankrupt, but since price increases are infinitesimal and their effect on consumers is incalculable, the threshold to go from liquid, which is being able to afford things, to illiquid, no longer making ends meet, can be stated as a fact that a penny more can push at least someone, if not many someones, into financial ruin. Consumers have many expenses. Some are necessary costs we regard as must be paid in order to survive, such as the food we eat and the energy to heat our homes, while other expenses are ones that you might be able to do without. The must-have expenses are called essential or non-discretionary spending, while the ones we may be able to live without are called discretionary spending. As inflation rises, the discretionary items are eliminated first by the consumer. One by one, the consumer might start cutting back on the things they want but don't absolutely have to have in order to keep within their budget. As inflation rages on, if there is not an increase in income or more borrowing, one by one, the discretionary purchases are eliminated. Many items are deemed more discretionary than others, obviously. Dinners out, expensive foodstuffs, new clothing, vacation and entertainment purchases might be the first to go, while items that are deemed maybe a little bit more important but still discretionary might be eliminated later. These might be things like music lessons for the kids, keeping the house at a comfortable temperature, streaming services, or gym memberships. What things one eliminates and in what order they are eliminated in is obviously different for different people, and what one family cuts back on might not be the same as what another family chooses to eliminate. When looking at the economy as a whole, there are certain sectors that analysts look at that can signal the start of discretionary cutbacks. These usually include entertainment, dining, retail, and travel. Next might be personal hobbies, subscription services, and self-care services. Medical services could also be reduced as budgets get tighter and tighter, as well as a host of other discretionary goods and services. You can tell when cutbacks are coming and occurring within the general population when prices start to drop and product markdowns such as blue light special sales start to increase. This is part of the self-correction mechanism that can start to slow the inflationary environment within an economy. Some companies might even reduce locations, reduce inventory, or cut staff. If the inflation is persistent, more companies will undertake more drastic measures. They may file for bankruptcy or just close entirely. Food banks will also see more clientele, and the evening news will soon fill up with stories about how hard it is to make ends meet. The housing market next will likely slow, and the calls for the government to do something will increase. The human factor will become more painful to watch, obviously, and retirement plans like pensions and the like will suffer. The grand shrinking of the economy will become more and more prevalent and widely acknowledged in the evening news. All of these mechanisms will reduce consumer demand, and that should slow the inflation. The extent of the economic contraction will depend on how much inflationary damage has preceded the slowdown, with that damage being the inflationary economic events that preceded it and caused the inflation in the first place. The question becomes, how much damage is inflicted on the consumer before demand drops to the point of recession or even a deeper economic contraction, which should harness the inflation at least somewhat? It remains to be seen how many people will be affected and how severely, but if inflation stays persistent and stubbornly unyielding, the damage will be ongoing, and it will be difficult to measure, let alone forecast. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, registered investment firm, or this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors way back in 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti.
I certainly was in the right.
Like he was cruising for bruising.